Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
It's an old story, one I first heard as a boy. About the turn of the 20th century, a missionary who was working in Central Asia saw a mother of twins, both babies under her arms, walking slowly, deliberately toward the river. Understanding the local belief that twins were cursed and one should be sacrificed to the gods by throwing it in the local river, he wondered if this fate was in the mind of the woman who walked so slowly that morning. Hours later, he saw the same woman carrying one child. Then it struck him. When the woman walked by in the morning, she was carrying two children. One child was perfectly normal. The other child was deformed. It was this child with a club foot which she was carrying back to her village. Overcome with curiosity, the missionary approached her and inquired as to the fate of the other child. She explained that she had offered the child as a sacrifice to her God. But why not the child with a bad foot? With indignation, she responded, "My God demands my best, not my second best." There are all kinds of applications which can be made from a story such as I've just related. Yet as I was reading the Old Testament book of Malachi, I couldn't help noticing that giving God your second best is something people have been doing for a long, long time. Now, Malachi was a 5th-century prophet. One of the last of the Old Testament voices, he lived before that long period of prophetic silence which was ended when John the Baptist raised his voice at the Jordan. In his book, Malachi records the rebuke of God, who chided the people for pawning off gifts or sacrifices which nobody else would want. God wants our best, not our second best. Yet according to Malachi, these people brought animals as sacrifices to the temple that were diseased or crippled. When you bring blind animals for sacrifice, is that not wrong? Asked God. Try offering them to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you? Says the Lord Almighty. We've come a long ways in our thinking from the days when we actually brought something as a sacrifice to God. No longer do we think in terms of giving anything to God, but instead we often think of what we can get out of him. Our grandparents went to church to give worship and praise to the Almighty. Today, however, we go to church to get a blessing or be entertained. We walk out measuring the success of the service by what impacted us, not what we put into it. Instead of giving, it's getting. Instead of worship, our focus is being on a blessing, which is a euphemism for being entertained. We've come about 180 degrees from what God's original plan was. Question: have we also lost sight of a spiritual principle which is changeless? God demands our best, not our second or token of a charity. Is grace entirely a transaction of getting things out of God, apart from giving him your worship, your allegiance, and your best? Charity is enough, we think. Put a little money in the plate. Yes, remember the poor at Christmas. Take a tax write-off and donate your old piano, the one that you can't even give away. This falls far short of your best. A final thought. God isn't interested in charity. He wants your best.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.